We are learning with Sechus Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We have here a person married to two wives, and they went on a trip, and they come back. We know if a wife comes back and says that her husband died, she's believed. But here the case was like this. They both came back. Achas, one of the wives say Ameris Meis. One of them say that her husband died. But Achas Ameris Loi Meis. The other one says that her husband did not die. So they're Hakosha, basically. They're contradicting each other. So the Mishnah says, Zusha Meris Meis, Tinasev, Titel Ksubasa. The one who says that my husband died, she get married and she gets a Ksuba because she's believed. But Zusha Meris Loi Meis, Loi Tinas, Loi Sidu Ksuba. The one says that he didn't die, she can't not get remarried. And the chiddush is two chiddushim. First of all, that it's not called achasha, and the reason is because the tzara is not believed on the co-wife. So loy meis is not believed klapi the other one, and therefore it's not called achasha. And number two is that even though one of them is believed, still regarding the other one, she still cannot get married because even though it has to be, if the look at the picture, you know, from outside, if she's getting remarried, obviously the husband died, so I won't get remarried. But still, since she said Loi Meis, so she doesn't have to not get remarried.
That's why she wouldn't have
said Loi Meis. So we'll talk about it in the Gemara if she didn't say anything. What do you mean? She didn't say Loi Meis, she was not Neman. Loi Meis is a Chiddush. I'm saying, Gemara will talk about that. Gemara will talk about it. But if she didn't say Loi Meis, we know already that one Tzara is not believed for other Tzara. We know that already.
If she could get married, she won't be able to get
married. Right, also, same halacha. But so we'll see in the Gemara. We'll make a diak why it said Loi Meis. We'll see in the Gemara. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Now, the middle case of the Mishnah like this. Achas emeres meis, achas emeres neharak. They both come back and say he died. But one said he died in his bed, and the one said he got killed. So Rameya ema hoil machisha zu azu, hare eloi nasu. Rameya says it's achasha, and therefore they both can't get married, because there's achasha to each other. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, emrim, hoil vizu vizu moida she'en kayim. They both agree that he's not alive, you know, so they'll get married. So now, if Rameya says that there's achasha, they can't get married. So you have to know the ratio. What about the ratio? Should argue on the ratio also. So the Gemara will talk about that as well. The Gemara will talk about that as well. Eid Oimer Meis, Veidem Loi Meis. If one Eid says Meis, and one says Loi Meis. Or Isha Imeris Meis, Isha Imeris Loi Meis, which Pashtus means even if it's the Tzara, HaRezu Loi Sinasa, they can't get married. So technically, the Sefer is theory to the ratio of the Mishnah. Again, we'll see in the Gemara, this is Pashtus' stomach like Rav Meir. This is the end of the Mishnah, because we said Rameya holds by a chasha, you can't get married. And really, Rameya doesn't stem with the ratio of the Mishnah. So the safe will be stomach Rameya. Again, we'll try to speak this down in the Gemara again. Zok the Gemara. Instead of the first case of the Mishnah, one tzara, we just have to give names because it's not going to be clear. If not, we have Bracha and Rachel. Okay, Bracha walks in and says her husband died. And both wives of Reuven. Bracha and Rachel are wives of Reuven. Bracha walks in and says her husband died. Rachel says, nah, he's alive, he's still there in Antarctica, he's still there, he's not dead, he's alive. So, like upon him, we have here, they're both arguing. So, said Rav Mishnah, Bracha get remarried, and Rachel does not get remarried. So, Mara says, Taima da Amra Loi Meis. That's only because he said that, because Rachel said he didn't die. Ha Ishtika, let's say Rachel was quiet. Tinase, it sounds like he would get married. Freyti Gemara, ain't Tzara Meid L'Chavrta. Tzara can't get say Edis on a friend. So why would you get remarried? Zok Gemara, no, that's not Pshat. No, Loi Meis is Tzrichele. Loi Meis is a Chiddush by itself. Sakadach, I mean, oh, Mayis, really, he died. V'hodukam Loi Meis, really, he died. And why is Rachel saying Loi Meis? V'hodukam Loi Meis, L'kukul Tzara Kul Nuchavna. She wants to stop her Tzara from getting remarried. Wants to bother her Tzara. He's going to ruin herself as well. But Thomas Nafshon Plishtin Kamra, this is a pasuk that's talking about by Shimshon, that he pulled down the pillars, and therefore he killed himself to get with the Plishtin, that's a saying, that's what she wanted to do also. Kamash Malon, that by Loi Meis, she means it for real, and therefore, the halach is that she cannot get remarried. So there's a few ha'aras on this Gemara. First of all, Taisvis Ha'ara is right away that what was the Havamina that if she walked in Loi Meis that she would be able to get remarried? Because we're saying Loi Meis is just because Lakukul Tzara, to Mekalkul Tzara. Lamaisa, she was Shavi and Afsha Chedicha de Yisura. She said clearly your husband didn't die. What would be the Havamina she could get remarried? She's saying her husband did not die. So Taisvis has the Kasha, the Masa Havamina. And Taisvis says, they were talking about a case of Vada, she's not sticking with her story. She walked in first when Bracha said Meis, she said Loi Meis. And then she saw that it wasn't working. So after she said, yeah, you're right. I'm just joking. I just wanted to get her good. So now she changed her mind. Sadir is not Shavi and Afshon anymore because she gave a maslo to the Rehah. She gave an excuse for her words. Still, a chiddush is she's not Neman. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's one Taisis, one Ara. Another Ara is that loy mace is a chiddush by itself. There's no achashah. What's the Gemara's question? Why it says loy mace? I thought why it's a loy mace. That even though there's achashah, still bracha is neman. That's Tosfos the Masechta Taima deals with. And he says, because the extra lashon in the Mishnah that says v'zusha emeres loy meis loy tenase. Obviously, I'm saying, what did you speak that out for? That's where the Gemara's diak was from. V'zusha emeres loy meis loy tenase. That was the diak of the Gemara. Al kaponim, the Gemara vayta. Achas emeres meis. It said in the middle case of the Mishnah, achas emeres meis va'achas emeres neharag. The loch is machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Meir says how machis zuazu harei eloy nase. And Rabbi Shimon says that therefore Yinasu. Zokta Gemara, v'liflag Rameya b'reisha, let Rameya argue in the reisha. If Rameya agrees, what's the pshat m'chalikas Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda over here? Rameya holds no achkosha between two tzaris. Why? Because tzaris did not believe in each other. There's no achkosha. So in the reisha also, the reisha also, there's no achkosha. So Rameya holds there is achkosha between two tzaris. Why in the reisha, where once a mace, once a loy mace, they're in right. He does argue on the Reisha. The Reisha also machlekes, and the Reisha is a stumble like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and it's going to be Rabbi Shimon, the Reisha. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no. Afilu tem Rameya. Even the Reisha can be Rameya. I was Rameya Moida. But how afilu Rameya Moida? The chol loy meis ba'idus isha lav achoshehi. That loy meis ba'idus isha is not achoshe. Now what does that mean? Rashi is not clear what it means, so say Tosfos pshat. Tosfos has a k'smak pshat. Say like this. If it's saying Nera, if one's saying Mace, one's saying Nerag, so they're both saying Edis, that works. Because they're both saying Edis for themselves, that they're going to get remarried. The Edis of Loi Mace is not for themselves at all. They don't say Loi Mace, they don't know Edis. The Edis is only Klape Yena. That doesn't work. That's not called Akasha. The whole Loi Mace, only to him, that doesn't work. For her, that doesn't work. So that's Pshat, where Meir is Moed in the Reisha. That's according to Rav Yechanan. So more than a kash of Yechlin. Tanan says the end of the Mishnah, Eidam a mace, Venim a loy mace. Isha a meres mace, Isha a meres loy mace. So he said, it means there's a steer between two Eidim, or a steer between two Ishas, which means even Tsaros. It says, I raise loy sinase. Pishlam le Rabbi Lazar, stomach rame, that's Rameya. Le Rabbi Yechanan, kasha. Fi Rabbi Yechanan, tshver. Fi Rabbi Yechanan, what's pshat in the seifa? Le Chari, did we just say, when someone says loy mace, it's not called the Eidus, even for Rameya. So it's not called the Eidus, so it's not a kasha. So hey, learn the seifa, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Kasha, tshver. Staka, tshver. Now, Rashi in the Gemara before had a little different shot, and this Gemara was Shver Alfi Rashi. We didn't speak at Rashi so clearly. If you want to, but Rashi, there is some that say Rashi meant that the ratio, reason Rabbi Yechon saying the ratio is Maida, Rameyer, is because there, the one came first, and the ready was Kapaskin that Smutter, and then afterwards, the second Sarah came and said Loi Meis. That's why the ratio Rameyer is masking. On that, Tosfos asked that if that was the case, so what's the Kasha from the Sefer then? The Sefer maybe he's talking about was a Vasachas. That's why it's a Shver Pshat Rashi. Pshat, we spoke at Tosfos Pshat, the word is it is for yourself, it is for the other person. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'isha Shehalcha Hiya Ba'alim Liyos Yom, Ubas Va'amra, Meis Ba'ali. Ha'isha that went, her and her husband went Liyos Yom, and she comes back, so her husband died. Tinas V'tal Toksuba, V'tzeras Asura. This is classic case that we have a bunch of times already. That the Isha went back to Yom, comes back to the husband's daughter, she's believed, she gets a ksuba, but she's not Nama for a tzara. But now let's analyze what is the halach of that tzara. Let's say she's married to a kohen, okay? Her tzara is getting remarried. This tzara now is still married, right? Could she eat truma or not? What do you say? Could she eat truma? She's still married, right? But on the other hand, it's a little crazy because her tzara is getting remarried and she's considered still married. So what's the halach?
Why didn't always nervous about the term messing up the other term.
Right, yeah.
But if once she remarries, why don't we see the blame of
because Thomas Nafshe implished him. Maybe she wants to get him so good. She'll ruin herself for the same price. She'll ruin herself, yeah. She'll do everything, yeah, just to get her good. Akaponim, this is... Yishai, what's the name of the Tzara? So, Ha'izabah Yisrael, Koyin, Teichel, V'tshuma. Do we have Tarifin? Tarifin says that it's so much we don't believe that if she was a Yisrael to Koyin, she could continue eating Tshuma. Do we have Tarifin? She could eat Tshuma. And was that Tshuma Derabbanon, Tshuma Deraisa? Taisa says, Mesaf Gleri, Dafka, Tshuma Derabbanon, Inami, Tshuma Deraisa, the Ukma Chazaka. That's how it works. It's a Shailan Taisa, it's talking about Tshuma Deraisa, Tshuma Derabbanon. Rabbi Kiva Ainzu Darak Matsev De Avera. If you want to protect from Avera, he's saying you not believe you have a tzara, that's not a way of doing it, but letting you eat chuma. Actually, Asurli Nasev, Asur Melech of Chuma. If you want to be 100% careful that no issa happening, you don't let her get married because maybe it's the Aedus of a tzara, but you don't let her eat chuma either because maybe it's true. Therefore, you will not eat chuma. That's what Kiva says. Another similar machlaikas. Omra Meis Barli, Vacha Meis Chami. She walks in and she says, Meis Bailey, and afterwards Meis Chami. So this is Gavi, the Shviger. Tinasa Tidok Ksubasa. She herself is Neman to be married and take a Ksuba. V'chamoisa Asura. And the Chamoisa is Asur, right? The Chamoisa is Asur. Why? Because you can't say Eidus for the Chamoisa that her husband died. It's not her Shviger anymore. You believed her for herself. She got remarried. That's not her Shviger anymore. So, what are you tying into that? So the Gemara talks about it on yesterday's daf. So I learned it well. So yesterday's daf, the Gemara talks about this question. The Gemara says, no, maybe really no one died, and she's just doing this to mess up a chamaisa. So and even if you get married, that's what I'm saying. Even if you get married,
She didn't get married in this case yet.
Even if she did, that's the halacha. Even if she did, that'd be the same halacha.
Right.
Even if she gets you married. What?
It's still her ex-shviger.
Yeah, because still, yeah. So then he's saying nupsha. Okay. Akaponim, the chamoisa asura. So they're the same shayla like we had. So here, this chamoisa, could she keep eating chuma or not? How is it possible to carry a chuma? The only way to really be careful is you don't let her eat chuma either. You don't let her eat chuma bachlal. I'm saying what you were at, and you're asking that lechari nissas. What do you do? Taisvus on daf kufi zayin on base atop. Ask this question by chamoisa. Tois says, "I'm talking about mayish lachos. So come on, come not the chamoisa because she nissas akala. The hashlo taisvus the stars who taxel is a kalasa. So whatever, I ain't shom taisvus, but that's the way it is. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. We have two cases in our Mishnah, right? We have one case of a tzara that you said it is for. You have a machlekes if she let eat truma. We had a machlekes by chamoisa. It's the exact same thing. What do you need two things for? V'tzricha. Made the first case, there, she hates Tzara so much because it's Tzara de Gufa. Rashi explains what Tzara de Gufa mean. Tashmish, Meinas, Lo, Mi, Bailo. Two Tzaras, they really hate each other as they get. So there, we'll say that, you know, she's not believed at all. Avachamaisa, the Tzara, Mila, Ba'alma, they're just damn, the words. Maybe he's Moidler Rekiva, you gotta be careful. Maybe she's saying the truth. Maybe they have to be careful. That they hate each other so much, they not believe it all. Tricha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, halach karab tarfin. We pass the karab tarfin that you could even eat truma. Amar Abaye, afanar metanina. I'll show you also. We have a stam mishnah like karab tarfin. What's a stam mishnah? It says in the mishnah on Amar Beis, niten li ben medina sayam. If she goes to medina sayam with her husband without any children, okay, without any children. So adding children means she's immediately yibum if her husband dies. She says, she comes back and says, Nitali ben Medina Siyam, I had a son there, Meis beniv achabayli, my son died, then the husband died. Nehmeres, she believed. Why? Because she's staying the same level now, she's chayim and yibum. Bayli vachab beniv, she says, first the husband died, then the son, and means she's not chayim yibum, ain't a menace, but we don't let them do yibum. V'choshin l'devreha, v'chiletz es l'mesiv yavemes. We choshin for it, she says, and she does chalitza and not yibum. So do yibum al kaponim. Maybe her son died afterwards, and she had a son and daughter afterwards. So it's mashma l'dvareha who the chayshim. Hal divrei tzara chayshim. We're not chayshim for divrei tzara at all. For her own dvareha we chayshim. But now divrei tzara. The dik is that dafka l'dvareha we are chayshim for. But not for divrei tzara. If the tzara says something, what?
There's no tzara in this case.
In this case, there's no tzara. But if there would be a tzara, and tzara would be saying the same edus, we would not believe the tzara. We would not believe her klapi yatzara. We would not, or not believe a tzara klapi yatzara. We would not believe at all. Only the dvaraha. It's a dik from the word dvaraha, and therefore we see that you not believe at all in chayshav at all. So it's a raya stam mishlak of tarfin. It's machloikas v'achas stam shema mina that we pass in like Rab Tarfin.